Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How have you been?
I've been pretty good. It randomly started snowing in the middle of the school day. It was full on 60 degrees, damn near, like yesterday
Oh.
and this morning. Well, not this morning, let's be honest, it was pretty cold. And then whenever I was on campus, it just decided snowstorm. And so I think they might actually cancel classes tomorrow. So, fingers
Oh, I'm
crossed.
jealous.
What about
No,
you?
so the opposite is happening here.
Really?
It's in like the mid-70s now.
Oh, wow.
And for like the whole upcoming week,
Fucking jealous.
so.
It's weird because Lauren and I are going to Colorado for spring break, and we're from Texas, so normally, like, going to Colorado for spring break is like a cold retreat. You know what I mean? But I feel like now it's gonna be warmer. Like, I'm in Indiana right now. It's gonna be fucking warmer in Colorado than it will be in Indiana. Isn't that weird to think about?
That
And
is,
annoying. Yeah, I'm annoyed.
yeah, definitely not the case for me, but that's okay.
I'm pretty annoyed already about that, but it's fine. I'm like happy to be skiing, ready to hit the slopes. Are you optimistic
Yeah.
about skiing this time around? Because I know you don't like
Like,
it.
no, I'll be fine. And I get to bring a friend with me, so
Okay,
that'll be fun.
that's true.
And I feel like I'll be good. Like, I'll be like, I don't know.
You should try
Like, I feel like once
snowboarding.
you learn how to ski, no.
No.
Once you learn how to ski, you like don't really like forget,
No, you don't. You
you
don't.
know.
I know. Wait, when is the last time we've gone? Maybe
I
like
am like my 7th grade
seventh
year, I
grade?
think.
No, no,
I'm
no,
pretty
no.
sure.
Wait, was the last time
No,
you.
that's.
No. We went to Colorado one time after New Mexico.
No, we
Yes,
didn't.
we did. Yes, we did.
No, we
Yes, we did.
didn't.
Yes, we did. I come out. We went
No.
my junior year. Lauren, don't argue
No,
with
we
me. Yes,
didn't.
we did.
No,
Yes,
we
we did.
didn't.
All
I think she's lying. I need y'all to know that she's literally lying, and that's not true.
we're gonna have to fact check on this one, but I'm pretty damn sure we went to.
Okay,
So let's
whatever.
talk about this. We went to skiing in New Mexico, which I enjoyed. We've
Yeah.
never been there
That was
before. I
good.
really liked that. I
Yeah.
think it was
Maybe
called.
you're right.
Yes, I
Yeah, I think you're right.
exactly.
Sorry.
I'm
Let me
very
come back on
much
that. You are
right.
definitely
I'm very much right.
right. Cuz let me just say what, hold on, sorry. Let me just say what like changed my mind is I remember I had this like I made my mom take photos of me in the snow or whatever, and I remember I was wearing a Brockhampton hoodie, which would
Cool.
have only been my freshman
Oh
year.
yeah.
So
That's freshman year swagger for sure. Not
yeah.
seventh
Oh
grade.
God.
That's so funny. Oh my God. Yeah, no,
Okay.
totally right. We went there.
Sorry.
So it's been what? 4 years.
Yeah.
Still a while, but I think we'll be great. I'm worried about my knees out there. That's my only like worry, my main concern. So I think I'm gonna snowboard, not ski. That's my game plan.
These hills on campus have trained my calves to ski for
You
a
built.
long time. My calves are insane.
Really?
Trust
See,
me.
it's flat.
Yeah.
It's really flat here. So I don't really get that
Yeah.
same experience. I'm literally just like, right now, it's just a full on like butt clench trying to not slid and like eat shit on the ice. That's like my game plan walking on camp. It's really bad. Like, you need like spikes damn near at some points.
Jesus.
It's so bad, Lauren. I can't even explain it to you. When I don't bring my laptop often because it's giant to campus, but when I do, I'm really worried about just full on heels under me sliding on the ice, shattering my laptop in the back and my spine at the same time. It's a
That reminded me. Do you know what one
that
thing that happened to
reminded
me the other day that made me like literally lose my mind? It
What?
was like I was having a bad day just to start with, and then I went to put my backpack on one of the hooks in a bathroom stall, and it just fell off.
Ew.
And like part of my laptop got like cracked, not the
Oh my
screen, but
God, your
part of it got
backpack? I thought
cracked.
you said your
Yeah,
jacket.
no, my
Oh my, I
no,
was
my
like, oh,
backpack.
ew. I was like, oh, that's not that big
No,
of a
it was
deal.
my backpack.
That's bad. Wait, your
Yeah.
laptop cracked?
Yeah.
That's
And I
bad.
just like fell to the ground in defeat. I was like, all right.
Yeah, that's a
Like
fall to ground to defeat kind of moment.
yeah.
I definitely understand that. Oh my God, sorry that happened.
Awful.
Are you gonna be able to fix it or is it not that deep?
It's not that bad. I mean, I would like to, just
Ideally.
cause not that th like I mean just a small detail. It's where the you plug in the HDMI cord. So
Oh,
if I ever want to
yeah.
watch TV at home, can't do that.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad. Well, sorry about that, bro. Did you watch the Super Bowl on Sunday, though?
I watched most of it until Euphoria came on.
Oh, okay. So you were with everyone. See, I was at a Super Bowl party, and it was funny because everybody left as soon as Euphoria started. We were that crowd.
Yeah.
I was here for, like, the Joe Burrow of it all, and I wish he had, like, a helmet camera on. So, like, that would have been much more interesting of a game to me to watch.
Okay.
Other than that,
what do you mean by that?
I just want to look at him. I don't want to watch the game. It really wasn't that interesting.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It was really boring, Lauren. It was low scoring.
No, I know.
And I actually tried to watch it because, I mean, I would consider myself a Joe Burrow fan considering I knew who he was at LSU. You know,
yeah,
so I feel like I take some pride in that knowledge and, you know, that history we have. We have a relationship now. Yeah. And, yeah, other than that, I really just couldn't get behind the whole football thing. I don't know. I was just there for the halftime, per use.
Yeah. I mean, it was a pretty big deal here because the quarterback of the Rams went to UGA.
Oh, Matt Stafford went to UGA. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that was like a really big thing, but I
okay, that makes
care.
Sense.
Like, well, like I mean, still was like,
yeah,
okay.
And it was kind of a big deal here. I mean, some people are like Cincinnati fans. Some people here are from Ohio.
Yeah.
So I mean,
oh, that's true.
I definitely know some people who were excited about it, but in general, not the most exciting lineup for us too. You know, no. But the Super Bowl halftime lineup was very thrilling for me. I was fucking hype.
It was a good one.
I really liked it. Like, I really, really did. And I just rewatched it earlier. Still just as good. It's just one of those things. I think I'll be able to rewatch it for, like, the next 10 years and just, like, be like, yeah, that's great. It's art.
Yeah.
I just want to know, though, how did Pepsi have money, like the worst soda of all? Pepsi was the one who sponsored the halftime show. Where the fuck did they get that funding, that advertising?
I mean, they do it every year, but I don't really know.
They do. Pepsi, like, does thing. It every year.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
That.
Okay. Like, whatever. But I honestly, though, they like might not have the money because I know last year whenever The Weeknd did it, he had to finance most of it himself.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
So.
Actually, I did read about that. I was also, I'm enrolled in, like, I'm a dance minor, so I'm enrolled in, like, a dance class pretty much every semester. And this year, after the Super Bowl, we kind of talked about some of the choreography that they did at the halftime performance in our class. And they were saying that, like, you know, as a dancer, you do a lot of, like, performances, like, for exposure. Like, you don't get paid. You just get paid in exposure, you know, and that will often turn out in jobs. And a lot of, and like historically, a lot of the halftime dancers have been paid in exposure. But this year they were like, this is way too big of a performance for us to just be paid in exposure. And they like fought to be paid. So they did. Thank God.
Good.
Yeah. But I was like, how is this the first time? And now that I'm thinking about it, when they had the Super Bowl in Houston, they literally had like one of the high schools, like Cypher High School, they had one of them perform, like their dance team, as like part of the performers on stage. Probably just like a loophole to not pay them. You know?
It's crazy. Yeah. I didn't know that.
I did.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me, but Jesus.
I know. Yeah, it's fucked up. So I'm glad they got paid and like they're switching that up a little bit. You know, it's looking around. I really, really liked the choreography in the whole like ensemble. Really, really nice. I don't know if you paid attention to like the set. I was trying to make sense of what it was for the longest time, other than just like random cubicle boxes, because at first I just noticed like a burger joint, but there's like a little more. I think it was supposed to be like a strip center in LA, like that.
Yeah, because I think the ground was like a map of Compton.
My god, was a map
like
of Compton.
A bunch of roads.
Oh my god, you're so right. Oh my god. Wow. Big brains. Okay.
Which, like, is interesting because not all the performers are, like West Coast rappers.
No, I mean,
or, like, Eminem isn't.
Eminem isn't, but Snoop and Dr. Dre are.
And Kendrick.
And Kendrick. Obviously. They're all from Compton-ish area. Compton, yeah. I'm pretty sure Snoop is from Long Beach. And I don't know where Mary J. Blige is from, but other than that, I mean, I think the whole deal was around Dr. Dre, so, and, like, his brand, yeah, yeah. So it makes sense to me that, like, Compton was the map. I think it would have been, and they were in L.A., so it would have been weird if they had, like, a Detroit map, like, Compton's local to that area.
Mary J. Blige is from the Bronx.
From the Bronx? Okay, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, East Coast. Yeah. I don't, where's 50 Cent from? Can you look that up, please? I need to know right now. I feel like Atlanta.
He's from Queens, New York.
New York. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was split down the middle. That's fair game.
Okay. But, yeah, but he wasn't on the lineup, 50 Cent.
I know. He came in like a bat. He
was there.
Lauren.
Yeah, no, like, he literally, I know. He was hanging upside down.
He looked like the bat that started coronavirus. Just out of nowhere, just lurking. I was really weird. Yeah. I was really weirded out by that intro. I'm not going to lie. I think it just looked really...
I thought it was kind of funny.
I thought it was funny simply because yeah. he's... I think it bloated him up for the rest of the performance. Like the rest, like the blood had like rushed to his head. So the rest of his performance, uh-huh. I don't know if he just looks like that right now. Cause he's, I mean, fuckers are, these guys are old now, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah.
But like, he's definitely was a little more rounded out than I was expecting. But I mean, I thought his performance was good. I don't really know that he like added too much to like the whole thing, but I, you know, 50 Cent, not really. He's not gonna be like, who's gonna be mad about a 50 Cent like cameo? Come on now. Yeah. I can't get mad about that. And like he did in the club, so I love that song. Yeah. Too. I did notice I didn't think 50 Cent sounded that good rapping like live. Like without the the background tracks, but Snoop and Dr. Dre really did.
They sounded good.
They sounded good.
Yeah.
I was really impressed.
Let me just say though, Mary J. Blige was not singing. Like she was lip syncing.
You think
like,
so?
No, towards the end, the I end? Think she was singing, but at the beginning it was so obvious. The beginning, like, I was like, dude. Beginning, like, my roommate and I, when we were watching it, we looked at each other and we were like, she's not singing at all.
Yeah. No. In the beginning, she was definitely lip-singing, but towards the end, there was no lip-sync in that, Lauren. She was into that performance. Yeah, she was...
like, fell down.
Hand and knees, crawling on the stage. I would have been too. Hell yeah. I appreciated the little bit of craziness. It was giving Gaga with, like, the bodysuit, too. The silver, shiny bodysuit. Yeah.
She looks really good for her age, by the way.
She looked great.
Like, she looked incredible. She's, like, 50-something.
Yeah, yeah.
And you never know. She looks great.
No, I thought she looked really good. And, I mean, I thought that her, like, her sound, like, I mean, she was the only woman who was included in this lineup. And I think that her music worked in, like, really flawlessly.
Yeah.
I loved Family Affair. That's, like, one of my favorite songs. And so... I was fucking lit whenever that came on. And then the transitions in between all the songs are really, really nice. They added, like, extra verses to some of them. So, like, okay, Kendrick Lamar went on, which, oh, my God.
It was so good.
That was so fucking good. He added a verse at the end. I think he did all right, right? Yeah, and he added a verse at the end to transition. He started talking about Dr. Dre and Compton, and he transitioned into Eminem's Forget About Dre, which then transitioned into Lose Yourself. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm fucking losing my mind. It was so good. Did you see Kendrick Lamar whenever he came on tour? Did you go to that concert? Okay, I thought you did.
I did.
And he played with a live band, too.
I don't really remember.
No, he did. That was the answer.
Okay,
yeah.
So, I was really far back.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know.
I don't remember too much. We went to like an outdoor, the concert we went to was when they had like the Black Panther tour. So it was a really good.
Top Dog.
I went to the Black Panther tour.
Ours?
I went to the one.
The same one,
I went to the one in the
Willis. It's Top Dog. Yeah, Cynthia Woods. It's Top Dog. Like, his label was on tour. It wasn't Black Panther.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Sorry.
Sorry.
But the lineup was from the Black Panther album, I thought.
Because his label made the Black Panther album.
Oh, I see. I just associated the two. I was like the Black Panther album tour. I don't know. I didn't think about it like that. Oh, that makes more sense. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. So sorry. Whatever. That was a really good lineup. But he performed with a live band in that moment, and I really liked like the drums. That's when I really realized that I liked the drums on like a rap song, and like a piano and a guitar really adds a different like vibe to the whole thing. And then Eminem did that with Lose Yourself with Anderson .Paak on the drums.
With Anderson .Paak. Oh my god. And Anderson .Paak was so into it too.
Yes.
It was like,
how could you not
be? It made me feel like I was like, dude, that's so cool.
Yes, I was there with him. I was like, yes, it was so good. And also I think Anderson .Paak being so into it and just being Anderson .Paak overshined the guitarist too in that moment. There was a beautiful electric guitar. Oh my god, so fucking good. I'm gonna need like this mashup on Spotify available. Wouldn't that be dope? Apparently they usually like play it on the radio or something, and mom was saying that they don't. She was disappointed. You know how you know, like a long time ago, Granny told us that she liked Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
I texted her. I asked her if she watched the performance. She did not watch the halftime performance. She just started asking me questions. She was like, "Yeah, I thought the last play was gonna be a foul." I was like, "I'm not talking about the game. I don't. I did not watch that. I don't even know." I know she didn't watch it. Sad face. But I told her she should. I also liked whenever they did Lose Yourself and like the beat dropped and everyone ran out with their hoods. Oh my god. It was like an 8 Mile tribute.
Yeah.
Which I liked. But yeah, they did Still Dre at the end. And Dr. Dre had a little Stevie Wonder moment on the piano.
Yeah.
Wasn't there like a... Didn't something happen with that where he, like, I don't know, I think I saw something on Twitter. I don't know if you did. Maybe he got caught, like, I didn't catch it when I rewatched it, but maybe he got caught, like, not actually playing. Did you hear anything about that?
Yeah, I saw people on Twitter saying that they didn't think he was actually playing, but I didn't see anything.
I didn't see it, yeah.
Whatever.
I did see him, like, kind of laughing during it at one moment, so I was like, oh, maybe he slipped up and, like, you know, like that infamous part when Katy Perry was you know that clip with Katy Perry? What is she trying to play? The fiddle or some shit? Something the she flute. Clearly doesn't play.
It's like the doodle flute.
The flute or something. And she just tries to laugh it off when like the track keeps playing behind her and she tries to catch her breath. It almost seemed like that kind of a moment, but I didn't see him slip up that bad, so TBD. Yeah. We'll see. But overall, super happy with the performance. Much better than last year, I gotta be honest.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really remember. I feel like when I watched halftime shows growing up, that they were just so much longer than they actually are.
But I know. Like, they're like 15 minutes.
Like, last year it really showed. I was like, oh my god, this was so short. But, like, I don't know. It's not that long. But it was, they did good with what time they had.
Do you have
We've been in a lull for the past couple of years.
Oh,
it's been boring.
Oh my god, yeah. Wait, can we look up what the past few years have been? So I want to know, are there any that come to mind as from childhood as like ones that are you liked or just distinctly remember? Because none for me. I can't think
I don't know if this is like technically childhood, but the Beyonce one with like Bruno Mars and Coldplay, that was like...
That one was good, yeah.
The best one.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I liked that one. Lady Gaga's was good.
Lady Gaga's was great.
Katy Perry's was good.
Okay, I did like Katy Perry's.
But I don't even remember like who performed when I was...
I know, that's what I'm saying. Look it up. Get on it.
I just remember, oh my god, the worst one I've ever seen in my entire life was freaking Travis Scott and Maroon 5. That was the worst one I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, they couldn't. Travis Scott was a horrible idea. Okay, so that's what I liked about this one, the Super Bowl performance. So the artists that they chose, yes, they were rappers, but the songs like really lended themselves to being, you know, TV friendly. Like the way they were reworded, and a lot of like the curse words were just ad libs, so they just didn't do the ad libs. Like, not a big deal. But Travis Scott, like, not saying the curse words in a Travis Scott song, they just don't make any fucking sense. They're stupid. No. Dude, just straight up dumb.
I mean, that performance, let me see. I forgot they had Big Boy, too, because it was in Atlanta. But let me just show you the list of songs they sang for a freaking halftime show. Harder to Breathe by Maroon 5, This Love by Maroon 5, Sicko Mode by Travis Scott,
Ew.
Girls Like You, She Will Be Loved, like at a halftime show, okay, like, and then the like hell? Sugar and Moves Like Jagger, like that's the that was terrible, it was so
ew,
bad.
Ew, I do like Sugar, but ew.
Whatever.
Sugar, how you
and then before
so
that,
fat.
They had Justin Timberlake, which why did they let
I
him
like
back?
I like Justin Timberlake, though, but he had a second one. That's unfair.
He got a second one, but Janet Jackson got blacklisted, so that's cool.
Well,
I hate Justin Timberlake
we
just because of
this
that.
Goes.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
We know how that
yeah,
goes.
Yeah, oh my god, but the one before that, it was so good. It was Coldplay, Beyonce, Bruno Mars. Like, that's so good. Whatever. And then before
you
that,
you said, sorry, Coldplay, Beyonce, and
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. I thought you said Paramore. I was like, has Paramore played?
No, could you imagine?
That'd
that
be cool.
Be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be pretty like that, attainable for them if they split it up.
I don't know if it
maybe
would probably
not
work, but I don't think they would probably not do it.
No.
I don't know.
Maybe a few years ago, actually, now that I think
I mean,
about
it probably wouldn't, it couldn't just be just Paramore, but
no, that's what I'm saying. If they split it up with somebody else, I think that would work. But like,
I mean,
not a Maroon 5
since 2017.
Oh, no. Well, let's give them a break. People are really demanding
whatever.
Nowadays. They expect albums every fucking 30 seconds.
I'm demanding. I'm a Paramore stan. I want them to release an album now.
I understand that. Okay,
but
so I'm on the wiki.
Like our... Me too.
Yeah.
Getting closer to, like, our childhood, there was, like, Madonna, Black Eyed Peas, which I don't remember that one, The Who, Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty,
what?
Prince, The Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney. I don't remember any of these.
Lauren, 2002, U2 played at the Super Bowl. U2,
wow.
Just U2, just the...
Just,
oh my god,
just
U2? The year before was Aerosmith, the year I was born, Lauren, Aerosmith and NSYNC. That
dang.
I would have. Oh my
okay,
god!
Hello.
With special guests, Britney Spears,
yeah.
Mary J. Blige, and Nelly. That's the time to be alive, right there.
Jesus.
That's what a lineup. I want to see Britney Spears and Steven Tyler, and Justin Timberlake. Not just sorry, and Nelly on stage together.
Oh my god! Wait, I just realized the infamous Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake Super
yeah.
Bowl show was in Houston.
Oh my god. Yeah, it was. It was back when it was called Reliant. TBT.
Yikes.
Vintage. Very vintage.
Real ones now.
Yeah. Okay,
oh
well,
god,
that
they
was
used
funny.
To do, like, not many songs. That's crazy.
I know.
Man. I don't remember any of those.
Cool. Prince would have been amazing. I don't really, I mean, I don't think I was really conscious
I
for that.
I remember that.
I don't.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
No way you remember that.
I do.
Cap. Who played?
Okay.
Who played
that
at
was,
the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Oh my god, I remember this. Wait.
What?
It was I remember the Colts were in the Super Bowl. Just for
whoa,
Sarah, we were at the
Lord,
house.
I do remember the Colts being in the Super Bowl. Yeah. Our parents loved
Milton's
Super
house.
Bowl parties.
Yeah.
I have like core memories
crazy.
Distinctly from the Saints being at the Super Bowl. Do you remember
yeah.
that party? Yeah.
Oh, I do.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so
that
when was...
that never happen again.
No, probably not.
I just dropped my mic. My bad.
Oh, careful. What year was that, do you think? Saints? The Saints? And it's weird
2010.
That... Oh, okay. So that was when The Who played, apparently. Yeah, don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not a Who stan. Sorry, guys.
Not a big Who fan.
I think a Madonna in 2012 is bizarre.
Yeah.
Again, I don't think I watched that one.
I don't know why I thought there were more. There were better halftime shows, but I don't. I looked.
I really
fast
think
and I didn't really remember any of them.
Yeah, I think Mandela Effect tricked us on this one. I don't think these are actually that good. In my yeah. head, it's just one of those things that you work up to be like, well, it has to be good. Okay, I did like Shakira and J Lo. Am I controversial for saying that?
I don't think so, but I didn't watch it.
I liked it. There was a lot of dancing to it, though, as you could expect. Mm-hmm. So, and also, you're wrong about Pepsi always hosting it.
Really?
They've hosted it for the past several ones, but they haven't always.
Okay, well, I didn't mean all, whatever.
So, check yourself.
The reason I know that, though, is because a lot of people have asked why Taylor Swift hasn't done a halftime show.
That's a really good question.
It is a very good question, and I have an answer.
Thank you.
It's because she is sponsored by Coke up until, like, 2023, so she can't do anything for competitors until her...
Oh, my God. So, 2024, it's her year. But 2023, is it 23 her number? Isn't that her number? Or is it 13?
Yeah.
Oh, it's 13?
Yeah, it's 13.
Oh, okay. See, I messed it up. I'm sorry. Deck it off. It's okay. Might be. Okay, sorry. I was going to say, oh my God, it's going to be her year. She's going to do the Super Bowl. It's going to be crazy. She's out of her contract. Go, Taylor. I was so excited for her.
Yeah. That's so
funny.
I feel like... I'm insanely biased, but I feel like she would put on a really good halftime show.
I think so, too, and I'm not even a Taylor stan. I would be here for it.
Yeah. Because I saw her in tour for her Reputation tour, and I was like, this is very halftime show.
Yeah, how many times have you seen her in concert?
Only twice.
Only how many?
Only twice, but...
okay.
Yeah, because we saw her in concert for the Speak Now tour.
Yes, I do. 2010, I do remember
and
that.
And then I went again for Reputation.
Okay. Okay.
2017.
Yeah, that would definitely be a good one. Yeah. We saw her when... Was that the one when she was in, like, Minute Maid Park? And she was, like, on a rotating platform?
Yeah.
That was bizarre. I didn't like that.
No.
Or was that...
Wait, rotating platform?
It was, like, she was in the center of a baseball field, and we were all around her, and then instead of having, like... a stage with no background, they had a stage that just, like, rotated the entire time. You know what I mean?
Was that
Selena Gomez?
That was Selena Gomez
at
the rodeo.
God. Fuck that show.
Because I remember I thought that was so stupid.
So dumb.
I was like, why would I, like, I paid for these. My parents paid for these tickets for me to see
Selena.
We worked
hard for these tickets.
Yeah, I was like, me, 7 years old, I, like, worked hard to buy these tickets. And I only get to see her half the time because she's spinning around
literally
looking at other people. Like,
I felt very entitled to see her more than I did. Yeah, that was bullshit.
Yeah.
I hated that concert.
So stupid. No. I've never been to the rodeo since. I think the rodeo's stupid.
I don't think I've been to the rodeo.
And I just sit through all those, like country events before. Like, all the, like, the...
Oh, my God,
the bull
riding
and stuff like that. Ugh,
yeah.
So bad.
It's pretty bad. And... I don't know. I've never been a rodeo girl. I think the last time I went was maybe middle school. And I mean, I like it for the games. It's essentially just like, I like the food trucks. But yeah, the second you get inside the actual concert venue, that's literally where they just had a bunch of animals and, like, nasty ass people riding a bunch of animals. It's a different vibe. I don't like it. It's just like, you go into it with a concert ticket, you expect it to be a concert vibe, and you're just... very much abruptly slapped in the face by, like, fat American Texans that are, like, super rude and just, like, super passionate about the rodeo. And gets way too much. And I don't know. Rodeo's not my scene. I'm going to be honest. There's better places for me.
No. And I would consider it, too, if they also just, like, had better lineups.
Yes.
But it sucks.
It's always,
like,
Pitbull
like, one or
adjacent.
Two pop... Yeah. They get, like, one or two pop people and then these, like, random-ass country people that I just don't care about.
Yeah.
Like, which I get. I get it.
It has
it's the version. That's the point.
We're like,
but,
why
like,
do we have
get
country
a better
people?
Pop act. Like, the two this year...
Didn't Dua Lipa come?
They have... Not for the rodeo, did she?
I thought a few years ago.
I didn't know that.
You missed it, girl.
Okay. But the two, like, for this year are Gwen Stefani and Khalid. Which,
Gwen Stefani?
Would have been fine, like, maybe.
Khalid, maybe like 4 years
ago.
Ago. Gwen Stefani, catch me 10. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
Does she still make music?
Sorry.
What?
I don't know. And I assume it's not even good because she's married to Blake Shelton, so it probably sucks.
Oh, wait. Are they like a voice couple now? Is she on The Voice now? Or was that that was Christina Aguilera?
Well, I don't know if she's... Well, she was on The Voice at one point, but I don't know if she still is, but they're married.
bad vibes.
I mean, they met on The Voice, but they like bad are actually, vibes. Like, married.
Now. I don't like it. I don't.
I mean, like Shelton with anybody is bad.
That's
vibes.
What I'm saying. Like that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yikes. Speaking of like vibes, I was thinking about it, and I think that I'm gonna pick up golfing because I think that would be a good way to meet suitable men.
You could be a cart girl.
No, I don't have the tits.
You're right.
Sorry. I don't that's think
kinda...
that would work.
Imagine.
Yeah, that would it really.
You'd make so much money if like I don't know.
I follow a cart girl like, on TikTok, theory. And she seems to make bank.
Oh, I get her videos.
You get her videos. Yeah. You know what I'm talking
about.
I
don't have the personality or like the looks to do that, but if I did, boy, would I capitalize.
Yeah,
on
if
it.
I had either, I'd be right there.
Like, I'd get like grossed out if they tried to like do it, like say anything. Yeah, like, stop.
Like, ew. I'd be like money, and the second they walk in, be like, what do you want? Yeah, I would not play the game very well. I'm not here for that. Yeah. But I think I could be good at golf, which would be impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know. I feel like I could like keep up with the course talk. You know, there's like banter. Like I feel like I could keep up with it. Yeah, as long as I like pick up the lingo pretty quickly. You know, it'd be nice. So yeah, that's just my thoughts lately, and I've just been thinking about it. Or tennis. I don't know if you have thoughts on that one, because you're a tennis girl. Suitable bachelors there.
Every tennis boy I've met is insanely annoying.
Oh, okay.
Like I think something about it genuinely stunts your growth, because they maturity growth.
Okay.
Because it doesn't matter what age a tennis guy is, like, they act like they're 8 years old. It's crazy.
Yeah, I believe that. So I feel like...
I'd say no.
I'd say maybe if they pick it up later in life, like...
Yeah.
As, like...
Then maybe.
Maybe, like, they can't play football anymore or baseball, so they play tennis. Like, that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine. Yeah, I get that. Yeah. Okay. Because also, like, tennis boys are so, like, tall and lanky, too. Not really my type. Let's be honest.
Sometimes,
really? All that's ideally, right?
Really
oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess you're right, but...
Ugh. I mean, I'm not talking about your JV high school tennis boy. I'm talking about actual tennis players.
I'm not talking about tennis high school players. No, that does not count. That is not what I'm talking about.
like actual
God,
tennis
no.
players.
No.
Okay, and I'm shit at tennis, too. Let's be honest. I'm horrible at it.
You're pretty bad.
I love the idea. I love the sport. Like, I think it's, like, fun. But I remember, like, my, like, excitement and, like, joy for it doesn't transfer into skill. Like, at any at all. Like, I can love it as much as I want, but I'm still terrible.
Yeah. That's so funny.
I know.
Oh, speaking of sports, I'm on an intramural volleyball team.
Oh, my God. So I've heard. How's that going for you?
We freaking lost our first game. And let me tell you, it was not my fault.
Okay, I believe you.
Not my fault. I'm not going to say anything.
Whose fault was it? Expose them right here, right now.
Everybody else's but mine.
Okay. Damn, y'all got to have a team meeting.
We are having a team meeting.
Oh, what happened?
It was just a little disorganized. We hadn't had any group practices, and then we went there and we got demolished.
Especially in volleyball, because those bitches played club. I promise you,
No. The people we played weren't even good. That was the bad part. Oh. That's why, like, we all like were like a little upset.
That's
it's because like they were bad. Like we definitely we won the first set. Like we could have won.
Yeah.
Like by a lot, whatever.
We almost had it.
But it kind of like. Really made me realize that I don't think like team sports are my thing.
You're an individual sport girl.
Because I just get
girl.
Like too mad. Yeah.
Wait, that's
I just
so
get too
funny
mad.
That you're saying that, because literally I had to turn in a project this week and the topic of it was like, it was like a survey and I had to submit. Like the project was basically like, I'm a psychology and a communications major, so it was for a psych course, and we're practicing, like, writing questions for, like, a qualitative study. And my study, quote-unquote, was about, like, playing, if you played like individual or team sports growing up, and like how that affects your personality, if it developed different mm-hmm. personality traits. It's so funny. Oh. Yeah. I didn't have to like deliver the questions to anybody like yet. I just had to submit them to be like approved for a grade. Mm-hmm. And then I think maybe we'll like send them out and try to get like data on it. But I'm just like really curious in general. That's so funny.
Yeah.
I think you are an individual sport girl.
I mean, but I played
girl.
Both. Yeah, because I played both, but I don't know. Basketball gave me, like, anger issues. Because every time my teammate did... Even if I, like, sucked, whatever. But, like, every time my teammate did something bad, I'd get, like, unreasonably mad.
Me fucking
like,
too.
It was, like... Yeah, I was like, I don't think this is for me. That, same I was thing, like, I'll just stick with tennis.
Yeah, so yeah. I didn't play IMs, like, this year because, I don't know, something fell through and my basketball team didn't make... Like, we didn't get to play. It was really disappointing. But I played my freshman year and... I play for my sorority, so I like walked in, we were playing another sorority, and it was like their reputation was just like one that was like a lot hotter than we were and like a lot cooler than we were. So I was walking into a basketball game and I'm like, okay, we got this, like they're like not gonna play basketball. God, was I fucking wrong, Lauren? I kid you not, they had like three girls who were like 5'10 200 pounds, like bulk as fuck. Oh. Like just posted up and like they had me playing point guard, which is
oh my god, what,
which is already terrible because I can't dribble. I'm not a dribbler, I'm a shooting guard by day and night. And oh, it was just so disappointing. I was so mad. I was having to teach people how to pass and dribble on the court. Oh my god. And I was being so mean to my fellow sisters. And I was so humiliated. And I just forgot like how tiring basketball is. We didn't have any subs, of course. So we had to play like mm-hmm. a full game. It was like a running clock. So I mean, it probably lasted like 30 minutes. But basketball is fucking tiring. So
it is really hard. I could not go play like a basketball game right
now.
Like,
unannounced, no. Unprepared, no. So I'm kind of glad that I don't have to do it this year, because I was like trying to schedule like practices and stuff beforehand. I was like, guys, we need to like be prepared. I want to be good this year. So I was pissed. Ugh. But
I know, because I know like intramurals are, I guess, supposed to like just be for fun. But I don't know how to just play sports for fun.
No, it's not possible.
Like I just take it too seriously.
We were raised like that.
I don't know. No, not at all. Like, we were definitely raised to take it seriously. And I had to, like, preface with, like, some people on my team. I'm like, if you see me even start to get mad, like,
you
tell me to shut the fuck up.
You
like,
get so
yeah,
mad.
I was like, if you see me start to get, like, upset, literally just tell me to, like, shut up. Because
it's
like,
just
I,
a loss
like,
of
okay.
perspective. You get so into it, and then it's just like, it's an IM volleyball game with friends.
Yeah, then you realize, it does not matter, like, at all. Like, okay, someone, like... missed a receive, like who cares, why are you like getting mad? I
had like the same so moment I just... when I was screaming at everyone on the court, and the one girl just looked at me and she was like, it doesn't matter. She's like, doesn't matter,
chill.
Like we're losing this game. Just, I don't know how to play basketball. I'm not gonna know how to play basketball at the end of the game. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
so
sorry I'm a little like coffee right now too. I think I told you I had strep last week, so like mm-hmm. I'm still a little bit funky and weird, but oh my god. Yeah, IM sports. That's like a whole nother culture too. Is it really serious at UGA?
I mean, I'm sure it is, but we're like I don't think we're in like a competitive bracket.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So I don't know.
That checks out.
But I think what's cool though is that if you happen to win our bracket, you get to play at our like what's called like Stegman Coliseum, where like our basketball games are.
Okay.
That's where like the championship is, but I don't think we'll be getting there.
Yeah, neither would we.
Yeah.
That's funny. That'd be dope though. That's really funny. So we wanted to go down a Dance Mom's journey and reminisce on like the main cast. So Do you follow any of them on Instagram? Just curious.
I think I only follow Chloe, Mackenzie, and Maddie. And Nia.
Okay, you follow a good chunk of them. I don't know how
I don't know why I said only.
I know, you said four out of seven.
I know partially.
Okay, so let's go down.
Like, I know here and there.
Yeah, so My favorite. My who's your favorite on the cast?
Ooh. Well, like now or then?
Okay, give me both. Like on the show, who was your favorite, and then who is your favorite now?
Well, I mean, are like different? Everybody's favorite. Yes.
Okay.
Because my favorite back then was Chloe. Obviously, yeah. Still love her, but I would say just by like who I keep up with the most is like weirdly Mackenzie.
Mackenzie.
I don't know why.
You always reminded me of Mackenzie. Isn't that funny?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. How?
I think you guys are both Sagittariuses.
Is she?
And
I know Kendall's a Sagittarius.
Oh, I might be wrong.
Not a good thing though.
Oh, okay. I could be wrong. But it was also just like Maddie and Mackenzie were like a year and a half apart from each other, and obviously so are we.
Yeah.
And she's a little troublesome little. I don't care.
I know.
Mackenzie
is a Gemini.
Oh, I stand so corrected. Actually, let's talk about their sign. Let's talk about their signs. Maddie's a Libra.
Uh-huh.
I believe Chloe's also a Gemini. Could you pull up their birthdays on Wikipedia? Is that possible? I hope it would all be in one page. Like, that would be ideal.
Let me just see. Chloe is May 25th. Is that Gemini?
That's a Gemini, yeah.
Okay.
And then, Kendall,
Nia is also a Gemini.
Also a Gemini. There's a lot of, it's a Gemini heavy cast. Sorry. I was looking at the other team earlier. Christy is a Pisces, a fellow Pisces. She's the only one on the cast. Holly is a Taurus.
Okay. And I know Kendall is a Sagittarius because her birthday is 7 days after mine.
Oh, okay.
She's December 9th.
Oh, okay. Cool. And then guess what Queen Jill
is? Same year.
Just guess.
What?
Yes.
Jill. Ooh. Oh, I'm going to be wrong, but I'm going to guess like Pisces.
No, she's a Leo. Fuck you.
Oh, that's what I was. That was my first instinct.
She's a Leo.
I thought it'd be funny to say Pisces.
That's rude.
Sarah is a Pisces.
That's really rude.
I thought that'd be funny.
She's so not a Pisces. She's very much a Leo.
Jojo's a Taurus.
Jojo's a Taurus.
Jojo's a Taurus.
Jojo's very much a Taurus.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. Glad we got that cleared. Wait. What about Melissa? Because I listened to Christy Lukasiak, Chloe's mom, has a podcast, and she had, like, some, I don't know, spiritualist person, aura reader on there who claims that she had never watched the show. She had just printed out pictures of everybody on the show, moms and daughters included, and gave, like, an aura reading on all of them. And it was really interesting. I would definitely recommend listening to it. I think her podcast is called, like, Christy's Couch or something. I haven't listened to it in a while, but I used to keep up with it pretty regularly. She has good guests on there sometimes.
Oh.
She talked to my sorority, too. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
She did, like, a little... Yeah, me too. I just remember that. She did, like, a Zoom call. It was, like, a little sisterhood event that we had, and she just, like, kind of talked about her childhood growing up, and it was really insightful. She talked about how she was a financial... What is it called? One of those people who does taxes?
Like an auditor?
No.
Accountant?
Yeah, kind of ish accountant.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, something like that. And it was like an acronym for something. And she was just like trying to figure out, like this was pre-Dance Moms obviously, so she was like trying to figure out like, what am I doing with my life? Why am I doing this job? Like, this is so stupid. Yada, yada, yada. Because she didn't want to do anything with finance, obviously. So she changed jobs later in life. And then like the whole like lesson of like the moral of like her story of what she was telling us was like she talks about how like nowadays she's able to like handle her money because she had a job like working in finance, and like the metaphor of it was how like sometimes you don't really understand like why you're in certain positions or doing certain things, but like they'll serve their purpose come time. Like it takes time, everything, like you're in certain places like for a reason. I just thought it was really cool. It was really introspective, too. Like, and she didn't really, like, rely on her Dance Mom story. Like, she didn't really talk about that a lot. So, I liked it a lot.
Yeah. And we got to tell her our story of meeting Abby Lee Miller, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah. God. Oh, my God. Yeah, we saw.
Our trauma. This
was a fever dream. Okay, I was in New York for dance. My mom, my sister, and I, we all went to New York. I had, like, a little dance trip out there with my company. And we were out. This is the only time we've been to New York. You been more than once, right? You went for your eighth grade trip, right?
Yeah,
because that was a big old deal.
A huge thing.
She's a local. She's been there. She spent the summer in New York.
Yeah.
No, it was more like 48 hours.
Yeah, literally.
Like dead ass. No, so we were there. I was probably in eighth grade. Lauren was in, I don't know, sixth grade. And we saw Abby. I saw Abby Lee Miller, like, I don't know where we were. Somewhere in New York, just on the street. I don't know which fucking street we were. And I saw her out of the corner of my eye. And I think I walked up to her and I go, "Are you Abby Lee Miller?"
No.
I straight up just asked her.
We both, like, because we were crossing the street.
Yes.
And then, like, we saw her. And then mom, like, I'm pretty sure mom told us to, like, go say hi.
Yeah.
And so we ran across the street.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey.
I was like, "Are you Abby Lee Miller? Hello?" Yeah. And she was like, "Yes, but I don't want any pictures right now because I'm about to get my hair done." And I was like, "Okay."
I was like,
"Sorry for bothering."
That was the whole interaction.
That was the whole interaction.
Sorry, no pictures.
I didn't get a fucking photo of her. It was so disappointing.
God, I know.
So disappointing. Yeah, she was about to get her fucking hair done, so she went and took a picture with us. But we saw her.
Like, I wouldn't have expected better from her, but still, it sucks.
I'm a huge. She's annoyed. I literally had a whole Dance Moms account or two.
Yeah, like, we're big fans.
I
and she wouldn't
fan.
Even take a picture with us. We're like two little girls. She still said no.
I mean, what else do you expect? That's how she treats every little girl she meets. So rude.
Yeah.
So,
what's her sign?
Abby is a Capricorn. No, she's a Virgo. She's a Virgo.
Yeah.
Sorry. Virgo. I always mess that up. Shame on me. Big fan. So it's really funny because they're obviously all, like, pretty much around our age. I think Kendall's your age, right?
Yeah, Kendall and Maddie are both my age.
Kendall and Maddie.
That I know of. Maybe Nia.
I think maybe Nia, or she's in between us. And then Chloe and Paige are both my age. So Chloe is a junior at Pepperdine, which is funny because I almost went there. And then she's like also in a sorority. She's in Kappa Kappa Gamma. I don't know if you know anything about that.
No
one.
Way.
Yeah. So that's really cool. And she's also out too. Fully queer. I think.
Yeah.
I think she came out as lesbian.
Well, I mean,
I don't think she said bisexual.
Well, I don't. Or she actually like had a statement about it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I hope I didn't just read it on Daily Mail. I think I read about it from her. If she didn't have a statement about it, she just
posted with her
girlfriend. She's definitely just posted with her girlfriend. Have you stalked her girlfriend?
Yes.
Her girlfriend was attacked by like a dog.
Yeah.
Or something. You saw the pictures, it was really gory. But she's really pretty. I mean, they look like a cute couple. I think they complement each other really well. Chloe's she gives off a very classy, like timeless, sophisticated vibe. Mm-hmm. And her girlfriend is kind of skater. And I think it's like a cute thing. I like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Paige goes to West Virginia University, which is just like a huge fucking party school. That's basically all I know. It's like the biggest party school in America, which like Kelly Highland's daughter like checks out. But she's just as pretty, you know, stunning as ever. And then
I know Brooke went to college too. Where did she go?
I think Ohio. Somewhere in Ohio.
Oh.
Yeah. And Brooke lives in Austin now. Did you know that?
No way. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she lives in Austin, Texas. She moved from LA. Same with everybody. fucking annoying.
Interesting.
Isn't that annoying?
Like,
that made me...
I don't want to be like, we don't want you here, but like...
hearing like, that Brooke Hyland moved to Austin made me want to gatekeep Texas. I was like, fuck that.
Yeah, I want to be like, stop moving to Austin, please.
No, like, they can move to Austin, but once they realize Austin's shitty and then they want to move to Houston, that's when they get that
That's when I put my foot down.
That's when I put my foot down.
Stop it.
Oh my god, can you imagine, Lauren?
So frustrating. I will be so insanely upset if Houston gets, like, even more gentrified than it already is. Like, I'll be so mad.
It's so bad. Oh my god, no. Like, don't touch it. We should put, like, a wall. No. Build a wall around Houston.
Yeah. Around Houston. Because, remember, we don't live in Houston. We live in Cypress.
Around Harris County.
Yeah, there you go. Around Harris County.
That's so funny. Around the 713.
Yeah.
No, I that could be taken really out of context. I'm just making a joke. I just really don't want gas prices to get any higher. That's the only thing I give a fuck about.
Yeah. Like, this is about me.
Sorry? Like,
that's it. I said just that this is about me.
Yeah.
Just,
like, no, it's strictly, just 'cause I don't. It's strictly like traffic. And then, like, vibes.
Yeah. Just, like, I don't want the vibes of Houston to change.
Uh-uh. I don't want LA vibes. There's a reason why we live in Texas. Like, that will get me riled up quicker than anything else. I know if I got dad on the pod talking about this kind of stuff.
You could just like, don't get dad on the pod.
No, I would never get
problem solved.
Are you kidding me?
I would never.
But I would never.
That'd be so funny.
I'll never forget whenever Whataburger was sold to, like, somebody in Chicago, and dad went on a rampage on Facebook talking about how Whataburger was gonna go to hell because, like, Chicago owns it and, like, it's not Texas owned.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he was so mad. I mean, he was being, like, slightly satirical, but it was also really, like, there was passion behind it. Like, you know.
But also, yeah. Like, everybody made such a big deal about that, myself included, and, like, nothing happened.
No, it's the same.
Like, Whataburger's, like, the same.
If anything is better, it's, like...
Yeah. We made such a big deal about it being sold, and it just didn't matter.
I really thought they were gonna, like, get rid of the hot... Like, get rid of the hamburgers and start, like, trying to serve me hot dogs. And nothing like that happened.
Yeah.
What if that happened? That would be crazy. Like, what a dog. They try to just change.
Oh my god.
I just barfed at the sound of that. I hate hot dogs.
Yeah.
I think what I'll eat dog. One maybe once a year.
Like, that's a stretch.
No, but Lauren, people around here eat hot dogs like all the time.
That is,
it's
like,
so gross.
Unnecessary.
It's so
that
nasty.
Is so gross.
I know. It's disgusting. I cannot stand it. I hate a hot dog. But sometimes I really am I'm in a place of needing a hot dog, so I'm not, like, fully exclusive. Like, I really, like, I don't want to say I won't, because if I get caught eating a hot dog, I don't want to be called out on it. Just, like, don't say anything.
Right.
Just, like, don't say anything. Just, like, pretend you didn't see it. Okay, like, that's the rule. It's, like, the understanding.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's sorry, so we got on quite a tangent.
Yeah,
there.
Really, that's good. I think we can go back.
Okay, but Kelly's divorced now. Speaking of Brooke and Paige.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's divorced, single woman.
That sucks.
Yeah, so I watched one of Brooke's, like, YouTube videos within, like, maybe the last year and a half or something. Nothing recent, really. And she was just saying that, like, her parents are divorced and her mom lives in Florida and her dad still lives in Pittsburgh. So that's why I still follow Paige on Instagram, and I see her, like, it seems like she bounces in between the two, and I was wondering why, so that's why. Her mom lives in Florida. So Kelly and Christy don't get to hang out that often. Sad face. I know. But, oh my god, Kelly and Nia's mom, Kali and Melissa and Jill, I think they have a podcast.
Oh, yeah, I've listened to it before.
Yeah. What's it called?
Ooh, I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't think I really listened to it because I knew Christy wasn't going to be on it. I bet there's some drama there. You know, isn't it weird that Christy has her own podcast and all the other dance moms have one together?
Yeah. It's called Because Mom Said So.
Yeah. I don't think I would listen to it. It sounds like it's, like, too parenting oriented and that they would, like, not talk about dance moms enough for my liking.
Yeah, I don't think they do talk about it. Because the last one is called Lessons in Entrepreneurship.
Ew, ew. Yeah, so I want to hear what Jill and Melissa have to say about entrepreneurship.
Yeah, what do they know about that?
But the only person there with a bachelor's degree, even, I mean, Dr. Holly obviously has her accolades, but it's Dr. Holly. That's the only one probably with a college degree, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could be wrong. I really could be, but I would be shocked. Watch, like, Jill has, like, a master's in psychology.
God.
She's like, yeah, a doctorate in theology. She's, like, a pastor on the side.
Just, like, also the craziest one. Just, like, yeah.
No, like, Kelly has, like, a PhD in physics or something.
That's so funny.
Oh my god, that's how you know you're dumb, is when people laugh at the idea, just the simple idea of you having a PhD.
Yeah, that's so funny. Just because, like such a big thing on dance, I don't know why this was such a big thing, is that, like, they just, like, pretty much weren't allowed to have jobs, and that, like, and Holly did, and Abby got so mad whenever she was gone because she was away at her job. It's like,
how dare
dude,
you? How dare
why
you?
Why did they need to be there? And that never made sense to me. It's like, why do the moms need to be there?
Well, that was just them, like, not wanting to break the fourth wall, and Abby not wanting to be like, you need to be here because we're filming a reality show, and then just being like, you need to be here because you need to stare at Nia and watch her dance.
Yeah,
it just like looks so stupid.
You need to like watch your kids be like mentally abused. Like, I don't know,
literally. Oh my god, those poor girls, holy shit.
Right.
I'm waiting for the tell-alls from like Mackenzie and Paige specifically.
I'm surprised Mackenzie just like hasn't.
I don't know why she hasn't. She's still not 18 yet, so that's maybe is she
No, I think she's 17.
God, that's scary, thinking that they might be 18, like, pretty soon.
Yeah, she's still 17.
Oh, okay. Okay, so she's hanging in there. I feel like once she turns 18, like, some certain contracts will be released, and, like, she'll have a little more say in what she can do. Or, like, she won't be.
Yeah.
I don't know if she has, like, her account managed by somebody, but, I did, like, a little deep dive on some, I don't know if you remember the select team that Abby like brought on to like
who was on it? You'd have to remind me.
Girl, come on now. Tall girl was on it.
What's her name? Ava?
Ava, yeah. Ava.
Yeah, I watched Tall Girl 2 yesterday.
You did?
I did.
There's a sequel? You said Tall Girl 2?
Yeah, it just got released.
What the fuck? I didn't see Tall Girl 1. I didn't see a Tall Girl.
Big surprise, it was bad.
No way. What's your Rotten Tomatoes rating?
Ooh, let me see.
Tall Girl 2. I love that.
I remember when 50%. That's not that. It could be worse.
It could be worse.
But I remember when the first one came out, everybody was talking about how, oh my god, like, it's not a real problem, which, like, yeah, it's not, but they also don't know that she, like, did get shit for being tall on Dance Moms.
No, she did.
Like, it actually, like, was a thing in her life, so I get it. But also, it just is a stupid premise.
Yeah, it was hard to get behind, not gonna lie.
Yeah,
I Abby called her a praying mantis, and a few other things, like, that's what I remember. Yeah, she literally said she looked like a praying mantis, which is so
mean.
She, like, mind you, she was 11 on the show.
Yeah, like, she was, oh my god.
Yeah. So, like, we give so much shit to Tall Girl, but Tall Girl has rights to her trauma.
Yeah, but also, like, yeah, she does have trauma associated with being tall.
Yeah, like, but it's certainly a unique experience, but I understand why she felt the need to channel it into a whole movie, because I bet she thought everyone was being called a praying mantis, but that was just specific to, you were in the wrong studio, get out of there.
Yeah.
But, like, her...
And also, what was so funny about that movie, too, is, like, her quote-unquote being bullied by everybody was just them asking her, how's the weather up there? I'm like that's what you call,
it's like
bullying,
not even, like, witty. Yeah, not good.
Yeah,
no.
It's like, I can assure you, like, everybody else around you got bullied worse, like,
so you mean the movie isn't well written?
No, it was so stupid, can you believe it?
Crazy.
Yeah.
No, I mean, yeah. No, I mean, her mom also was equally nuts. Like, her Abby called her that, a praying mantis, and then kicked her off the team. And then literally a few episodes later, her mom showed up to a pyramid and shoved her daughter in there and was like, "You're still on the team. Go join it." And then Abby kicked her out again. And she was like, "You're not." That's she took so the funny. Jacket off, unzipped the jacket off of her, and made her leave. As an 11-year-old, tears, crying, trauma.
Yeah, I would immediately be crying.
Hell no. Like, hell no.
Man.
Yeah, so I mean, her mom, I think her mom's name is Janet. Some shit like that. Something stupid. Fucking crazy. They called her, like, Stalker Lady. Because she used to, like, stalk the ALDC before her daughter was chosen for the team. They would just, like, follow the team around and, like, try to compete against them at competitions.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Man.
Janet.
Oh, but speaking about movies, though, did you see Maddie Ziegler's new movie?
Did I watch it? No, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, The Fallout. It was really good.
Oh, really?
Actually, like, Maddie's not a bad actress.
She's a good actress. I like Maddie Ziegler.
Yeah, she was pretty good.
I think she's respectable. Like, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It didn't feel like she got it just because she's Maddie Ziegler. Like, she genuinely was pretty good.
No, I really do agree with that. I've always thought that, like, I liked her music video work with Sia, and ever since then, I've been like, any acting job she gets, I feel like she deserves, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's not like Mackenzie gets those kinds of jobs, so, I mean.
Mackenzie's a music girl.
Is she? Like, I couldn't tell you a song she's listened.
Quote unquote.
Yeah, I would.
I do know one, but you wouldn't know it.
Should I listen to some
Maxi? I loved you.
Oh no, don't know her. Is she still under Maxi, or is she rebranded?
Like, I don't know, actually, if I had to guess.
Does Abby still manage her music career?
I don't think so.
You mean they're not doing music videos in her bedroom anymore? And having Kendall Vertes dance
on... It's a girl party! What we need is a girl. Oh, yeah, she just goes by Kenzie now, which is cute.
Oh, that is cute. I do like that.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
And she gets streams.
Okay, I believe she does. She begins dreams, but is it good? We'll decide. I'm gonna have to listen to it and report back on the next episode.
Like, it's probably not probably not objectively good, but like, for me,
if it's a bop, I'll like, give it a pass
for a dance mom singer.
Exactly. If it bops, yeah. It checks for me. That's my criteria for like a dance moms or like a reality TV show person making a music career.
Yeah,
you just gotta have a beat. You know that this is like a Real Housewives of Atlanta quote, but you know that thing, it's like, I think they commonly use it on like TikToks where it's like, you know, I like the beat, I like the rhythm.
Yeah, it's like, I like the beat. Yeah.
They're talking about a song released on Real Housewives of Atlanta from Kim Zolciak. It's called Don't Be Tardy for the Party. Don't be tardy for the party. Yeah, so I like the beat, I like the rhythm. Yeah, I think we're gonna wrap it up because my phone is about to die. Yeah. To be honest,
me as well.
But it was nice to go down that dance mom's alley. We'll need to talk about this again because there's a few people that we didn't get to, and I want to talk about the select team and like Pastor Dawn and random people. Okay. We really need to go there. Yeah, we do. But yeah, stay tuned and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.